it's been very smooth. Not too much of issues have come up. We are looking at constituencies numbering 134. You know, we have 137 constituencies where we have certain members of parliament. But three of them are not participating. Sunyani East, Akropon constituency in Eastern Region, and Kumau in Ashanti Region. So the rest are open for this engagement. We have 23 of the applicants going as sole candidates. So in 23 constituencies, there's not going to be any contestation. And we are looking at a total of 342 prospective candidates. And so these are people that the vetting committee is engaging. And we expect that at the end of today's exercise, the committees will submit their reports by Monday. And if there are any issues that require further interrogation, the National Parliamentary Appeals Committee is available to receive such issues for further redress, after which the report will go to the National Executive Committee. The two reports of the Vetting Committee and the National Appeals Committee will be considered together by the National Executive Committee, after which those who have been cleared or recommended to be in the contest will be given the green light by the party.
We learned in respect of Bimbela, to be specific, that there was some riots and some vandalization of some of party office property, because one Alhaji Razak also had been not allowed to be vetted. How did you address that particular issue?
Well, it does not lie in anybody's power or mouth to take the law in his or her own hands. And so for those who have attack the party office, will have to face the law. Prospective candidates must know how to address or seek redress for their concerns. The party opened nominations on the 20th of December and closed nomination on 25th. And so by 25th, all those who have procured forms were supposed to hand them over to the Constituency Parliamentary Elections Committee. Whatever may have happened, the Constituency Party will forward the forms to the regional party, and the regional party will communicate same to the national. And so for what has happened in Bimbela, the gentleman in question will have to go through other engagement with the party to ascertain the full development. And as we speak, the responsibility lies with the vetting committee assigned to the Northern Region to furnish the party with the details.
And in terms of the general qualification for this process, that's those who want to become parliamentary candidates, what is the party's position on members having their dues, updated? Is it a necessary requirement that until you have your dues paid up fully, up until the time of their application, they do not qualify to participate in this process?
The bigger picture the party is looking at is the 1982 Constitution. The Article 94 indicates requirements of any citizen who wishes to become a member of parliament. And so that document is to guide the party and its vetting committee in interrogating the prospective candidate. Beyond that, the party's constitution is one other document that stipulates the requirements of anybody who wants to seek the party's sponsorship in the context of the parliamentary elections. And so that is also indicated. Beyond that, the party came out with the rules and regulations for the conduct of this exercise. within which there is even a contractual agreement between the prospective candidate and the party. All these are done to ensure that the said prospective candidate is prepared to subject himself or herself to the party's guidelines, so that when the party is sponsoring your candidature and submitting your details to the EC, the party will be comfortable that these are the people we want to sponsor in this election. It's a requirement of every party member. If you look at the party's constitution, that as part of your responsibility is to pay your monthly dues. If you want to become a member of parliament on the ticket of the party, you are seeking sponsorship from the party. The party requires you to be in good standing. And I don't think this is too difficult for anybody who wants to go to parliament and not to obey the party's constitution. It's a requirement that for those who want to be in the contest must be paid up. Also, those who are seconding the nomination of these prospective candidates must be party members in good standing. And so that you would not just go around picking anybody to endorse your nomination forms and appearing to have a certain support in the constituency, that the party will not countenance. That is why it is in the requirement that for anybody who wants to be in the contest must show that at least you have party people in good standing supporting your candidature.
So it's a much broader scope, of course, the national constitution first, and then the party's own constitution and other election regulations. So clearly, that being a paid-up member is a prerequisite. There's a specific case of Adansi Asokwa where there is a widely circulated purported petition in respect of one of the aspirants. And I'm talking about Sami Bimfo Dakwa, who is a deputy managing director of the Ghana Publishing Company Limited, to the effect that there are certain elements which make him not qualified. Engaging the chairman of the vetting committee for that zone, and that is Henry Nana Buachi, as of yesterday, his indication was that they hadn't received any such petition. Subsequent to that, can you give us an update in respect of this? Has any such petition come to the committee or to your attention?
I've not received any such petition.